When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement, but this year Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling, all right? So make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging it all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Starts with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. Yeah, so let's get a K100 Sports, and as we're recording this, tonight is going to be the first night of the Denver-LA, so all the series in the hockey and the NBA conference finals are set. In the NBA,
Before you get into the NBA, who do you got in the Denver-Lakers series? I think you originally
Let's start from the Boston beating Philly, okay, then we'll get into it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So Jason Tatum, historic performance, most points ever for that's unbelievable. I was surprised to hear that stat that 51 points is the most points in the history of the NBA in Game Sevens. That's right. I thought it was more. You know,
so you got to remember, usually in Game Seven, the defense is way tighter, right? So it's hard to pull that off. But he had just beaten Stephen Curry's record, which he had set, you know, a couple weeks ago,
right,
at 50, you know, so, he beat it by one. But
he was absolutely unconscious, bro. He was hitting. He didn't care if a guy was in his face.
Right.
He was shooting threes with guys in his face and just swish. They weren't even hitting the rim. Just swishing everything. It's like, I mean, you can just say, like, that was unbelievable. I was like, you know, and then you just watched, you know, James Harden and Joel Embiid kind of look like lazy losers. The way they just kind of just, you know, I think James Harden had 0 points in the fourth quarter. Embiid only had 15. Bro, he was getting, like, Al Horford was owning him on defense. Like, he couldn't get a good shot off on him. He just
Al Horford's a good player. He used to play for your Hawks.
Yep.
And he used to play on the Florida National Championship team in basketball. You know,
he's a good player. He played for the Sixers too at one point.
And he has And for a guy his size, he has absolutely zero fear in big games of shooting 3-pointers too.
Because
he hits a decent amount of them, like enough to where he keeps on shooting, you know. He makes big shots, you know.
Yeah.
In something like 91 or 92 games started together with Harden and Embiid, this is the least amount of points they've had combined ever. So picked a hell of a game to do that.
Right.
Boston's a good defensive team too, you know, and the thing is Philly couldn't close it out, bro. In game six, Jason was terrible for the first 3 quarters. And I do mean this. Right. I've been watching him since he started. This is one of the worst nights.
He was 1 for 13 at one point in that game.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
1 for 13.
Yeah, terrible.
Then he scored 16 in the fourth quarter and just destroyed everybody. And I was like, okay, now they got the momentum. They busted their ass in Philly. That raucous Boston crowd, no way that Philly's going to win there. And plus, Jason's got to come alive. He's had 2 bad games. Yeah. You've never seen him. And he did, you know. And he wasn't just hitting 3-pointers, unconscionable, you know, over Embiid. Bro, he was taking it to the rim. I mean, because he's got fucking, you know, he's got handle for a big guy, you know, and he scored and he had 13 rebounds. And then Philadelphia's 2 MVPs, bro, they were terrible. They were like 24 points between them.
They got their coach fired, too.
Yeah, well, you knew that was going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this. And then Joel Embiid after the game says, we can't do it all on our own. It's like, you didn't do anything on your own. It's like, right. You know, like Tobias Harris and P.J. Tucker were the two best players on the court. They should have been the ones who were saying that.
You know who was really showing out? And because, you know, was Maxey.
Yeah.
He's a little beast.
Bro, that what a stupid post-game comment on a game where the two of you guys sucked, saying, yo, we can't do this all on our own. We need help.
You were supposed, just like Jason Tatum did, you were supposed to step up on game seven, and right. You didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
And blame your teammates.
Now, you know, if we beat Miami, we're in the conference finals. I think this is our second year in a row.
Right.
And like, fifth time in 7 years, like, mm-hmm. You know, we've got a good squad, and I think right. This is the year. Yeah.
So you got Miami against Boston. Boston's like a 5-1 favorite to win. I mean, Jimmy Butler might make it interesting. Like, I think it probably take a couple games. Like, I see Boston winning this 4-2. Like, right. I don't see, you know, because, you know, Jimmy Butler, the way he plays is kind of contagious with the team. He's right. A fighter. Like, right. He's the type of guy that you look like. The dude is like, I'll meet you outside after the game. We'll fist fight. You know, if you disrespect right. me. Like, he's one of those, you know. So he's not going to go down easy, you know. And, like, right. the team.
Yeah,
you
know, he'll will him to a couple wins.
Right.
I think it's just, like you said, 4-2. I can't see this going 7.
Right.
Now, who do you got in the Lakers-Denver series?
I just think that this – we talked about it briefly yesterday. But I am all right. in – on the narrative that this is the way he was publicly disrespected by Kendrick Perkins and stuff and the voters, you know, the way he basically had a narrative thrown out on TV that the only reason, you know, like, you know, the white voters are voting for him is because he's white. And, you know, he didn't get the MVP and he didn't go. Some people think he didn't even make first team all NBA. And it's like, this guy is a unbelievably great player. And I think it's just like the narrative here is like he is on a mission to prove everybody wrong, and he's playing like it. Bro, there's not a better player than, like, you could say Tatum. But, you know, I've looked at Tatum's had some shitty moments. So I think, bro, nobody's playing better on a night-by-night basis than Jokic right now.
Bro,
and it's not even really close.
Listen to this.
Go ahead.
Jokic, and I read this today, Jokic is averaging in the series 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. Per game.
It's like,
come on.
And you're watching him and he's doing it like effortlessly. He right. doesn't even look like he's right. exerting right. a lot of effort.
No, he's incredible.
And Jamal Murray stepped up. He's a stud right. now and stuff. And bro, they're the best home team in the NBA. LeBron's kind of older. And, you know, AD, you know, bro, these next 7 games, I would just not be surprised if AD got hurt again. Because they're kind of a fragile team, the Lakers. Is like, I think the league wants them to win, so they're probably going to get a lot of calls and stuff, and they are the best defensive team in the league. But, bro, I'm just like, I am all in on Denver right now because I just see, I'm watching them play, and Jokic is like unbelievable.
And I think
this is his year, you know?
You're right. Their defense is great because they shut down Golden State when they needed to.
Yeah.
And, bro, poor Phoenix Suns, you know, you think, okay, couldn't get worse than last year's meltdown. You know, and for the second straight year, bro, they were embarrassed at home in a second round elimination game. And in both games, they were trailing by 30 points at halftime. How wild is that?
The last 4 times they've been eliminated from the playoffs, they've been blown out.
Right.
Okay. And you would think the coach, all right, because I was watching that, like when that game went from like a 3-point game to like a 17-point game, like right. in the snap of a finger, you would have thought that this coach is like seen this play. But okay, let me call some timeouts here. Let me slow right. down because we're looking like we're yeah. gonna get blown out again, like we always do. And he got fired right. too. You know, it's right. like, dude, well, you gotta adjust.
You're right, exactly. And everybody says he's a nice guy and they like him and he'll have a job soon. Good, because I like him too. But you didn't do your job. And you also got to think, bro, if Kevin Durant wouldn't have – remember when he was dunking and he turned his ankle
mm-hmm.
in the warm-ups?
Right.
And I wonder if that wouldn't have happened. He would have been more time with the team to kind of develop chemistry or, you know, if Chris Paul hadn't hurt his groin –
he didn't play enough games with those guys. And plus, they needed Chris Paul. You know, because Paul's kind of like the calming effect. You know,
So, he can kill you from outside. He can do so many things. He's like fucking Al Horford for the Celtics.
Right.
But I've got Denver. I got Denver. I think they're too strong. They're too strong for them. And nobody's going to stop Jokic.
Yeah, Denver and Boston in the finals. We'll talk about that when it gets there. That's our prediction. Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements, and you, our faithful K100 fan, have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress. And shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So, been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's kind of like, So we're helping... We're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait, you look and sound just like me.
I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less.
You mean you're me, but for less money?
A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV, starting at just $40 a month. Everything great about me, but for less money? Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit Sling.com to see your offer.
Sling.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hockey.
Can I say one real quick thing? What's your just quick comment on the Jay Moran issue?
Guy's a fool. But right. You know what? I say this. This is like, you know, and this is the big the media doesn't like to talk about this. Bro, I'm telling you, like the gang culture and kind of like the way the hip hop culture kind of like embraces the gang culture. Bro, you get guys like this. This guy's a multimillionaire and he's acting like some gangbanger. No, so this guy's gun ass. Like, come on, it's like, dude, come on.
Here's what happens. Here's what happened, Glenn. A lot of these NBA stars and, you know, rappers and, you know, drug dealers, they all come from the same hood. They all kind of know each other.
Right.
And when they make it, they help each other out. So that's why you see, you know, Ja Morant probably, you know, he might have hung out with gang members or listened to gangster rap. And now the top gangsters are coming up to him and they're showing love and they start like a relationship, you know.
Right.
You know, I went through that whole shit in Mexico. But but you're a dumbass because, bro, you've got a $200 million contract. You've got a contract with Nike. You've got fucking some other contract with some water thing, right? You're the face of the team, of a city, and of a sport. And you're out there letting your boy fucking on live chat or whatever the fuck it was, because it was a live thing.
Right. You know, live Instagram live.
Why are you showing a gun? You don't got to act badass. You're Ja Morant.
And you saw the guy, when the guy saw the gun, he saw the gun in the thing. He was like, oh, shit, put the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that's, bro, it's unbelievable. The guy literally, it's like, I'd like to know what the guy, he went through counseling.
Right. It's like, yeah, I mean, he came back and he said, I know what I did was wrong. I got a city behind me and, you know, I got to make better decisions. And then he just gave us lip service.
Like a month later.
Right. And he's out there and he's fucking up, bro. I expect, you know, a big suspension and a big fine because this is ridiculous, bro. You can't be a multi-millionaire and all the perks that you're getting in life and you not be smart enough to have somebody around you that's not going to let you get into trouble like this. It's almost like a babysitter.
It's understood that with the target market for your audience, which is like a lot of people, right, that you have to show a certain level of class to stay in the NBA to sell our product to the fans. It's like you're literally selling what we don't want you to. It's like what we're trying to get away from. You know, and this guy's like they don't want that. You know, the fans are going to turn on the fans will turn on the league if they endorse this type of activity. So you're absolutely right. If there's not a very I wouldn't be surprised if he has to sit out a year. And he probably should sit out a year.
Learn.
You know, learn to learn. Right, exactly. You know, like, I mean, you bro, know, these kids are young and they think they know that they're rich.
You're gifted, you're blessed, or you're given millions and millions of dollars and all the perks that come with being a star, never having to wait in line, probably never having put gas in your car, driving the best whips. I mean, you get the best clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect example. Like you're the NBA and you're the owners, right? And you got this great talent, and it's like, okay, he's demanding a lot of money, and you got to pay it to him, right? It's like, shit, you know, all right, so this guy's worth huge contract, and it's like, what do you think of, like, would you give this guy all that money for his talent to perform in your league, and you're the owner? Like, what do you think when like you see a video of this guy's got like thousands of dollars of the money that you paid him all laid out on the floor in front of a bunch of strippers, and he's holding a gun? You know, it's like, I mean, like, that's like excellent. That's like not what we're paying you for. You know, we're paying you to perform, get a nice house, show respect to the league, show some class and stuff. And then, like, a lot of these guys just don't, you know, go ahead.
He's 23.
Right.
You know, that's part of
young,
the problem.
He's too young to have that much money. Seriously. Right.
But he does.
All right. Yeah. So let's get to hockey. My Golden Knights beat Edmonton in the, you know, which I'd actually bet on Edmonton to beat the Golden Knights that series. I thought it was Connor McDavid's year, but like, bro, we show heart, you know,
and that last game, that, what's his name? Metrosol?
Marchessault. Marchessault hat trick.
He had a natural hat trick.
Right. I was like watching the game, and I was like, I thought we'd get blown out because we're trading blowouts, but like your game's it. But like we came to play, and like as soon as we tied it up 2-2, I was like, we're gonna win this game. And I think with the league, I don't know, if there's conspiracy theories or whatever, but I think Carolina's favored against Florida. But I think for TV, I think the league kind of wants to see Las Vegas play Florida. I don't know. You think like those are like the two top markets that they would want to sell this to? Even though Dallas is a good market too, but it's just very interesting that here we are in hockey. It's like, and you have four warm weather teams like in the Stanley Cup final. The last four teams played. It's like, this isn't like the Canadians where they were. It's like, like hockey's completely changed. Brother, hockey is a Canadian sport, right? Still right. Predominantly. Bro, how many years has it been since they've won? I think it's been like 20-something, 30 years since they've won a championship or something?
Yeah.
Like, Canada is just like, it's unbelievable. Like, that none of those teams, and they're good teams, can't win the Stanley Cup after all these years. Like, it's amazing. So, but I'm picking Vegas to play Florida in the finals.
Well, they did this 3 years ago. Remember when they played Edmonton, Dallas in the COVID, during the COVID thing, that they were calling it the Stanley Cup semifinals?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they, anyway, they beat you there, and then they lost to Tampa Bay.
Right.
But there's a lot of familiar faces, as you know, the coaches, right. Head coach, assistant coach. There's like 20 players that played in that series 3 years ago. So there's a lot of familiarity there.
Well, there's a good storyline here with Vegas and us, because we fired the guy that coaches for Dallas.
Peter DeBoer or whatever.
Yeah, Peter DeBoer. Yeah. So we got the guy, and we got the guy from Boston.
Right.
And like he leaves Boston. The new coach of Boston takes him to the best record in the league in history, and people are going like, "Oh, well, shows you they got rid of the." And it's like our coach is still in the playoffs, and the Boston coach is out. All right, a lot of interesting, a lot of good like gotchas and storylines here. But I just think
I will say I've been very impressed with in the playoffs with Eichel.
Mm-hmm.
He's been great.
First playoffs, he's averaging over a point a game. So it's like he's going to step up. He's actually the favorite.
He had like 9 points in the Oilers series.
He's the favorite to win the Stanley Cup playoff MVP in Vegas. If you look at the betting markets right now, so we'll see. So, but I'm all in. It's just great. Like you got it with the Celtics. It's just great having a team that's like. Right there, like going farther in the playoffs. This is fun.
Right.
You can't wait till the next game. It's like, you're excited. So
you got a real good break because remember when the other goalie, Brossard
getting hurt? Yeah. We have four good goalies.
But Aiden Hill, I think, has been the guy that's really – because I've watched every game. Watched every single game, you know. And I think he's been really good at goaltending, especially after this guy got hurt. And then the other guy for the Stars.
He's got the best record. But his numbers after a loss are ridiculous. He's like 22-5 after the next game after they lose a game. So it's going to be – we have to win game one if we're just bent on those stats because this guy's a good bounce-back goalie. So we'll see.
But he's also been very inconsistent, bro, because, like I said, I watched every game and he was pulled twice during the series for giving up like four goals.
Right.
And I just think, bro, if the Golden Knights, this is my prediction, if the Golden Knights stick to the formula that got them there, which is try to stay out of the penalty box as much as they can and control play at 5-on-5, I think they're going to be really good because their special teams have not been all that special during the postseason. Would you agree?
Well, they kind of woke up because they had a two-man power play on that one in game five. We were down 2-1. Then they had a 5-minute power play, and the other team got another penalty when they had the 5-minute power play. So we scored two goals on those power plays, and they kind of woke them up. We'll see. No. I don't know.
Now I will say this for Dallas. Just like I said, the stick to your formula got you there. I think they noticed something in the Edmonton game that you guys really struggled against, and that's forechecking.
Right. We'll see.
So, that's going to be a really good series. I'm going to take the Golden Knights in this.
Want to talk about some – what do you got in baseball?
How about in the – did we talk about the Florida? Yeah. Did we talk about Florida?
Well, I got Florida to win that game, Because they get the better goalie. They get the hottest goalie right now, Bobrovsky. who's kind of had a mixed
career. Yes.
I just like Florida. I just like Florida. I don't know. I just think that they have the hotter goalie, so we'll see. So.
Well, not just that, bro. They beat the best team of all time, Boston, and they went on to beat Toronto, who had the fourth best record in the league. They beat, and they got the swag now. They're like, look at who we beat. What's next? You know, and that counts. I had two stories. I had a basketball one.
There you said baseball. You read something in baseball.
Yeah, I had a baseball one and I had a basketball one. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I kind of remember the basketball one, but the baseball one I want to read you. So they had this question in this article that I was reading, and it said, on May 11th, 1977, with his team mired in a 16-game losing streak, which Major League Baseball owner put on a uniform and managed his team from the dugout?
Ted Turner?
Right, exactly. Yep. So,
like, what a dick, right?
Okay, let me read you this story.
Could you imagine an owner did that today? How close did he get on social media, right?
Right, but let me read you the story. So Atlanta went 70-92, okay, in its first year in charge, in Turner's first year in charge, because he had bought the Braves the year before, right? And finished last in the six-team National League West. After a decent 8-5 start to the 1977 season, things began to go downhill in a major way. I bring this up because I know you were watching baseball back then, so you'll like the story. After losing both ends of a doubleheader in Pittsburgh to stretch her losing streak to 16 games, Turner had seen enough. He told manager Dave Bristol to take 10 days off. Turner himself would be managing the team while Bristol was away. I've just been fired for 2 weeks. Braves infield Daryl Chaney recalled Bristol telling him, I said, what? I've been fired for 2 weeks. Come on down here to the hotel lobby. I went down and he told me. Turner wants to find out what's wrong with the club, so he's letting me go. I'll be back in 2 weeks. The sight of Turner in uniform was farcical. Players said reliever Buzz Capra said the owner wore his stirrups backward. Phil Niekro, the scheduled, remember Phil Niekro with the knuckleball
and
the spitball?
Yeah.
The schedule, the spitball, they don't even do that anymore, do they? The schedule started.
Like you can, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, bro, there's a – remember Max Scherzer got – bro, he got 10 games, right? Yeah. Well, the thing is they show they had a deal where, like, they show if you combine, like, tar and spit and stuff, it creates, like, this real sticky – like, you could literally, like the baseball will stick to your fingers.
Right.
You know? So it's like, it's crazy, right?
So Phil Niekro, the schedule starter for the game, jokingly asked Turner where he was going to have him hit in the lineup. To Nico's surprise, Turner told him he let him choose his spot in the lineup. I don't think that's going to work, Ted Niekro replied, but put me in that ninth spot. So basically, because it's kind of a long thing, Chubb Feeney, who is a National League president, informed him of Rule 20E, which prohibits any person from managing a team in which they own stock. So basically what he did is Turner appealed the ruling to Major League MLB Commissioner Bowie Kuhn. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
And so Turner took the field in uniform before the first game of the Braves homestand, taking batting practice and fielding ground balls at second base. Do you remember this?
Not really.
Right. So the spectacle of Turner managing the team drew 20,000 fans to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Isn't that where this guy hit the home run? Hank Aaron?
Yeah.
But before the game started, Turner received a telegram from Kuhn that was also read aloud by the stadium's public address announcer. And that he said, given Mr. Turner's lack of familiarity with game operations, I do not think it is in the best interest of baseball for Mr. Turner to serve in the requested capacity. Turner quickly telephoned Kuhn, who he refers to as the big chief, and asked, how am I supposed to get the experience? Sit in the stands like the other owner, said the big chief. Why can't you be like everybody else? Because I'm in last place. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And it says the Braves never got out of last place. They lost that game against the Cardinals and dropped to 9-23. Bristol was reinstated as manager the following day. Atlanta went 52-78 the rest of the way.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's a good story, I think.
Yeah.
So the other story was LeBron James had tweeted that, there's a lot of motherfuckers that Bronny's better than in the NBA, right? So DeMar Rosen went on the Paul George show. And he said, he's right. There's a lot of soft motherfuckers in the league. He goes, Bronny is better than them. They think that everything is owed to them. They don't want to pay their dues. And I was like, bro, it sounds like young wrestlers.
Yeah,
like it's a generational thing. Like nobody wants to, because you never remembered Larry Bird having days like fucking James Harden and Embiid. Like he always came to play. You know what I'm saying? You know, so many players, they always came to play, you know, because they were there for the, they weren't making these gigantic contracts. You know, they went out there and they fucking, they fought, they didn't talk to each other and they fucking showed up. You know, a lot of these guys just think they're entitled, and we hear that across the board, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna go YouTube tonight. I wanna watch some highlights. I haven't seen Bronny make one play. I want to check some highlights. I've checked out this guy. Who's the number one pick? The guy from France.
Yeah. Well, the draft's in an hour.
Yeah, draft's in an hour.
Or something. Yeah.
Well, what time, bro? This guy's like he's 18 years. How old is he? Like 18 or something like that. He's like Kevin Durant. He's like 7 foot tall. He's got ball handling skills. Can shoot 3-pointers. Guy's got everything. Like I was watching him. Plus he's right there. I think he led the Euro League that he's in scoring. And those are not shitty leagues because there's a lot of players that come to the NBA from those leagues and stuff. Everything. So
right. And the thing is, this guy, even Giannis said we better watch out because he's the next big thing. Even Giannis already knows it. You know, like he already seen.
Yeah, he said, Giannis said, this guy's unbelievable, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And this kid, he wants to, you know, make France proud because they've had like three guys been drafted from France. One was Tony Parker, who was drafted like 26th.
Right.
The other one's Rudy Gobert, you know, who was like 23rd. A guy that was just drafted not too long ago, Killian. Right. But he wants to be the number one draft choice, and I'm positive he will be.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's been our sports today.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.